This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks.
So, what's this day been like for you?
Today?
Yeah.
Came in and had to go in the editing room and lie to me, and then was in the writer's room trying to figure out some script things there, and now you're the third call I'm doing to pump the S.H.I.E.L.D. DVD, and I got more ahead of me.
I understand.
So, you know, it's a great job. I can't complain at all. I, you know, get to do something that's pretty fun and get to make shows that millions of people watch. I've got no complaints at all.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, you know, you look over your IMDb profile, and you've been pretty much nonstop for almost a decade.
Yes. I mean, it's actually been longer than that. I got a staff job on Nash Bridges in May of 97, and I haven't been unemployed since then.
Yeah, it's a tough life.
So, well, it's, you know, listen, you can't complain in these economic times that you have a job.
No, no, totally. Believe me, I'm teasing.
I know. But at the same time, you know, part of me does go, well, geez, it would be nice to take, like, 3 months off at some point. I was on strike for a while. Maybe that counts. But even then, I was on the negotiating committee, and I had all these responsibilities during it.
Jumping into, I can only imagine. I have some friends who are writers, and they it's not all, you know, being on strike is not all easygoing.
No, it was more stressful than having a job.
Yeah, I've heard that from everyone. Jumping into, first of all, I'm a big fan of Lie to Me, and I'm definitely going to ask you about that, but jumping into The S.H.I.E.L.D.,
yeah.
When you look back at the show, do you feel that... do you have any sort of regrets of things that you weren't able to accomplish, or are you sort of looking back and everything is, you know, you're walking away completely satisfied?
I look at it like you look at the wife you really love. Maybe she's not perfect, but she's the best you could hope for, you know? I made some mistakes on the show, and there are things I would go back and change, but I know that nothing was due to lack of effort. That we did everything we could in the time that we had with the budget that we had, and both time and budget were short on that show, and I'm really proud of it. You know, if anything, my fear is I'll never be able to do anything as good as it.
I asked the people who follow me on Twitter for some questions, and one of the questions that came up from a few people was, do you think that a S.H.I.E.L.D. movie would ever happen, or will ever happen?
Well, I can't say that it will ever happen. It's something that that occasionally some people talk about. It would have to be done, I think, in a very specific measured way. The show was never popular enough to justify making a real big budget movie out of, I don't think. But there certainly is interest in the world and in the character, and it's something that Michael Chiklis and I talk about occasionally. So I don't want to say never and then something happens, but I also don't want to raise people's hopes. It's something that's within the realm of possibility, but I don't think I see happening in the near term.
Have you ever met any police officers along the way, maybe getting pulled over for a speeding ticket, whatever, find out that, you know, you're the guy behind the S.H.I.E.L.D. and interesting things might come up?
I wish that happened when I was pulled over. but the last time I was pulled over and given a ticket, I have a S.H.I.E.L.D. badge on my keychain, and I was hoping he would see it. He either didn't or he didn't care, and I still got my ticket. I did have a director of ours, though, by the name of Felix Alcala, who was driving, I think he said, through, like, Alabama, and got pulled over, and he was wearing a S.H.I.E.L.D. hat. And the guy was like, "The S.H.I.E.L.D., I love that show." And Felix was like, "Oh, yeah, I direct on it." And the guy let him go. So I know it's possible. I just haven't benefited from it yet. And, you know, when you're a behind-the-scenes guy like me, I think that's less likely to happen. I think it's more likely that an actor on the show might get recognized and get some favorable treatment.
Well, have you ever, you know, specifically talked to, you know, police officers not... who are, like, say, on the show or helping, or were helping out on the set, but, you know, sort of off camera, off the radar, and sort of talk to you about the show and, you know, the issues that you dealt with and, you know, the people and, you know, did you ever get any sort of honest feedback?
Oh, yeah. I just last month spent a couple nights in Chicago riding around with some Chicago homicide detectives because I'm researching a new show. And I knew them because a couple of them were big Shield fans, and one of them had won an auction thing and was out here and got to visit the set, and that's how I got to know them. And, you know, they tend to love the show. You know, they will tell you which aspects are a little unrealistic in terms of, well, you know, they understand that you have to do it for dramatic purposes, you know, accelerate this, and, you know, they're like, where's all the paperwork that we have to fill out, you know? But they all gave it very favorable grades, and I think they really liked the interactions between, you know, the people. You know, these guys are good cops, not, you know, law-breaking cops. So, you know, so it's a little bit different from their lives in that way too. But they really dug it. There was, you know, I was driving around with them, and they were like, "Oh, there's this one guy who's an even bigger Shield fan than me, just totally nuts." And you know, and they brought me by to say hi to him as a surprise. They didn't tell me it was coming. And he totally freaked out and was just talking how into the show he was and how he was into Chiklis and everything. I was like, "Oh, let me get him on the phone." And I called up Chiklis on my cell phone and put him on the phone with him, and it just made this cop's day. So. You know, I'm sure that there are cops who don't like the show, but I don't hear from them.
Okay, since I know I'm gonna, I have limited time, I want to ask you about how Lie to Me is going, and I know you recently got an order for 3 additional scripts.
Yeah, I don't think that means much. I think that's just a step that they have to take to be ready. You know, we've only had 4 episodes there. We have a 5th one airing tonight. And my guess is they're going to want to see 6, 7, 8 episodes air and see how it's doing and see the trend line before they make a decision on the show's future.
Well, it's a show I enjoy. I watch it, my girlfriend and I. Where are you in the production schedule? Like, what episode are you up to?
We are filming episode 9, prepping episode 10. We had an initial 13 episode order. We're finishing up the scripts for 11, 12, and 13 right now, and then we just got this order last week for 3 more scripts, so we're starting to think about what those episodes are going to be. So there'll be time. If they decide to pick us up, we'll be ready to continue filming, and we'll be ready to do what we need to do.
I'm going to come back to this, but I want to ask you. You said you went to Chicago to research another show.
Yes.
Can you talk about what show you're working on?
Yeah, I sold a pilot idea to Fox. That's a Chicago cop series. Yeah, I'm from Illinois originally, and I've spent a lot of time in Chicago, and don't want to say too much about the specifics, but it's a Chicago cop series.
And it's going to be on, you said, Fox, so that means...
Well, if they decide to make it and put it on the air, yeah. Right now, their commitment is just to a script, and, you know, I'm working on the script, and they'll decide probably in December or January whether to make it.
Oh, I get it. So this is a pilot for next season.
It
could be a pilot.
Potentially be a pilot for next. Right now, it's a script to be considered to be made a pilot for next season, yeah.
Do you have a title for the show?
Ride Along.
There we go. Jumping back into Lie to Me, if you don't mind.
Uh-huh.
Where exactly do you, like, mine the newspapers for ideas? Where do you pull... I mean, like, I'm just curious about where you might, you know, grab some of the characters or ideas for the future.
Occasionally we'll take things or worlds or situations that we read about and use them. The danger in doing that is that, you know, there are a bunch of other shows that are reading the same headlines as you. So I either try to look for more obscure headlines, or more likely what I prefer is just to challenge my writer's imaginations. That really worked for us well on The Shield, because then I think you're more likely not to have stories too similar to what other shows are doing. But we also approach it from a character point of view, so a lot of times we'll just say, you know, we want to do an episode where Lightman gets in real deep with Reynolds. What's a story that, you know, would allow us to do that? And let's come up with something that would allow us to do it. So, you know, it's... it's weeks and months of talking to figure out what should be in those episodes.
Tonight's episode seems like it's a very fun one with, like, the mafia and him having to go underground like that. Could you talk about, you know, are there future episodes that are sort of like in that... maybe it's not a fun episode. I could be wrong. I haven't seen it.
I think it's a fun episode, but it's a serious episode, too. It's I think this is probably Tim Roth's favorite episode of the season. He really loved the script. He had a blast making it. He really likes the story. And the story really is that one of Lightman's best friends from 20 years ago comes in, and you learn that Lightman and this guy, as played by Lenny James, that they had a very mischievous and criminal background when they were young. And Lightman has obviously gone one direction in his later years, and this guy has stayed on that track. And yet there's this real friendship and debt that exists between them that Lightman can't turn his back on. And Lightman gets sucked into a situation that's not entirely good. So that's the episode. We all think it's really great. Tim really loves it. But we're always looking for stories that are personal to our characters in some way, that reveal things. We just turned in an episode that I think is the network's favorite one so far this year, where Lightman and Reynolds, where Reynolds becomes the subject of an investigation that Lightman has to do, and what's Reynolds' big secret, and what's he hiding, and you know what's the thing in his past that's you know causing danger in the present for some people, and that episode turned out pretty spectacularly.
And I want to ask you about Twitter. You're on it. What's been your? How are you enjoying it? Could you talk a little bit about your interaction with it?
Yeah, I mean, I think I enjoy reading it more than writing. There's, you know, when you're a professional writer, there's kind of an obligation to be entertaining in your Twitter. So I think about what I want to write, and you know, sometimes I try to entertain. Sometimes I just want to give people an insight into what this job is like and the challenges we face, and at other times, you know, I'm just aware of things going on in the industry and I can talk about that as well. But it's a way to talk directly to the fans and to remind people that, you know, for instance, tonight we've got an episode on, so go ahead and watch, and it's also a little small sample size, you know, people, you know, write back afterwards about what they think about the episodes and everything. So I enjoy it. I've only been doing it for a few months. Will I, you know, a year from now, will I be doing as much? We'll see. I don't know, but right now I really like it.
I was going to say, do you have a program that allows you to see what people are sending you, and do you try to, you know, respond to a lot of them?
I don't really have a lot of time to respond to all of them, but you know, I can check out, you know, the people who write at Sean Ryan TV. I see what those comments are.
And jumping back into the Shield, am I wrong about this? Is it available on Blu-ray? Am I wrong? I mean, I'm not sure.
Not, and right now there are no plans to. You know, we filmed in a very basic Super 16 film, and I don't understand all the technologies and all the techno speak, but my understanding is that right now it's not an ideal candidate to be put on Blu-ray because of the quality of the film. That I think they don't feel like there'd be enough distinction between the shitty grainy look that was intentional on the show,
right,
that you can achieve just through basic DVD. You know, so at least that's how it's been explained to me. So for the moment, anyways, it's not available on Blu-ray.
I've heard this from other show people, from showrunners who have said that not everything is an ideal candidate for Blu-ray, and it depends on the way it was shot as to whether or not it would...
I don't understand. It's not my area of expertise. I'm not, you know, into film stock and all that kind of stuff, but I was just told that they think the highest quality for now, anyways, that they can achieve is just some pure DVD, and that they wouldn't be giving any added value by putting on Blu-ray.
Cool. Well, I want to thank you so much for giving me your time today, and I really hope that Lie to Me gets picked up.
Oh, me too. I really appreciate it. Keep watching.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.